This is Stacy Frobenius with my next book bite in the It's a Mystery to Me series. This election is titled Mindhunter by John Douglas and Mark Olshaker. It's a fascinating true story about the inception of the criminal profile unit of the FBI and the detectives who often took unorthodox and dangerous routes to gather data. I selected this book because I enjoyed the Mindhunter series on Netflix and wanted to know more about the real-life detectives depicted in the adapted screenplay. Although the Netflix series admits to taking Hollywood liberties with the content, the lead character, Special Agent Holden Ford, is based on real-life detective and book co-author John Douglas. For true crime fans, Mindhunter is intriguing because of the up-close and often dangerous access that early profilers had to some of the most dangerous men on Earth. While touring the U.S. teaching behavioral science classes to groups of police officers and detectives, Douglas and his partner Bob Ressler became bored with their downtime. The pair wondered what it might be like to sit down with criminals who would be willing to talk about their crimes. They just quietly showed up at local prisons where they knew notorious criminals were being held and asked to meet with them. Douglas said, "Let's see if we can talk to them. Ask them why they did it. Find out what it was like through their eyes. All we can do is try." Their methodology may not have been sanctioned by the FBI, but it gave them a wealth of information. As Douglas explained, "If you want to understand the artist, look at his work. That's what I always tell my people. The successful serial killer plans their work." For their first inmate interview, they picked a doozy, Ed Kemper. As a teenager, Kemper killed his grandparents, spent 6 years in a hospital for the criminally insane, and was then released to the custody of his mother. He targeted young females, killing, then playing with their corpses. He then killed his mother in a psychotic rage. He drove to Colorado and called police from a payphone to admit to his crimes. His crimes were incredibly gruesome and morbid. He was eventually convicted on 8 counts of first-degree murder and given a life sentence. When John Douglas and Bill Ressler encountered Kemper for the first time, they were surprised to discover that the man who admitted to horrendous atrocities was soft-spoken, smart, and even charming. In my career, most of the homicides I work are crimes committed in the moment and are not well-planned, premeditated murders. However, even a simple homicide investigation includes attempting to dissect the motives behind the killing. While I enjoyed Mindhunter immensely, there were times when it read like a John Douglas memoir full of boastful prose. I was willing to look past that and still enjoy the book. I believe that deep down, everyone wants to know why people do what they do. Mindhunter gives us a glimpse into one of the most morbidly fascinating aspects of humanity. It will answer the questions of why serial killers do what they do, even if it doesn't make sense to most of us.
The HPPR Radio Readers Book Club is an on-air, online community of readers exploring themes of interest to those who live and work on the High Plains.